Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Welcome to another exciting segment of the live show on the internet, baby, Brown Sugar Radio. And tonight, as we discuss the hot topic of the evening, does being freaky in the bedroom keep your mate from cheating? Now, when I scheduled this show, I was hoping that we would have already been done with the finals of the NBA. But as many of you know, we're ending it tonight. So I didn't want to change the show. I had already promoted it and already put it out there. I moved the show back. You feel me? We're an hour and a half late. You know what I'm saying? Normally we get off at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Many of my listeners know, my regulars know. But I know many of y'all got your eyes glued to the TV set. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to push the show back anymore because we will be up till midnight. You feel me? So I went on ahead and decided to go ahead and start it at 8:30. Many of you see it's only a few minutes remaining as they fight to the very end. I mean, man, this is a close game. This is crazy. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats. The Celtics fans and the Lakers fans, it's just crazy. But definitely in the end, we all know that whoever wins certainly was destined to win, and it was God's, written in the plan for them to win. I truly believe everything that happens for a reason. And so my guest co-host will be joining me shortly. He's none other than Sound Off. He'll be joining me shortly as the game, once it's over with. And, you know, this is the crazy part. Many of y'all already know it's about 7 minutes remaining, right? But that 7 minutes can turn into 30 minutes with all the timeouts and all the fouls and whatnot. So we just going to ride it on out tonight. But I was going to play a few songs and just kind of, you know, groove a little bit tonight as we chill and chop it up. And I may even extend the segment to an hour and a half, being that I'm waiting for my guest co-host to arrive as he's sitting there sweating it out. He's a Lakers fan. I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, so I truly could care less who win at this point. My team been gone. But definitely I just want to say that welcome all of the listeners that have come through tonight. I see that there's a lot of Celtics fans out there on Twitter. A lot of Celtics fans hit me up on Twitter and MySpace tonight. So that's what's up. That's what's up. So what I'm going to do, before we get into the hot topic of the evening, what I want to do is say, we're going to actually start out with a song. Welcome, Ed Lips. I see you there, and guest 6057. Thank you for joining me tonight. Like I said, as the game is on, we're just awaiting here for many people to join us. I see a lot of people that are on Facebook as the Lakers go back and forth and as the Celtics go back and forth. This game is down to the wire. Do you hear me? I mean, this is crazy. 5 minutes left, and we're tied again, huh? Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's really close. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song as we're waiting for many of the Celtics and Lakers fans to join us tonight, and then we'll be right back, all right? So definitely I want for you all to keep it locked.
talk about this thing we're in.
Don't send flowers to anyone.
Well, she don't just sexy like before.
They think that girls are all the same.
Oh, no. 'Cause you always talk when I'm watching the game.
Tell me a lie. It's like, damn, You're like an angel from the heaven skies. Your body got me like my. In this connection, I hope it stays between you and I. Cause if somebody else comes, it's gonna be bye. But baby, we like music, same sounds but different songs. And if you and me, then I know you can't go wrong. The melodies of your voice, I can listen to so long. So come on, baby, let it just put you on.
You gotta find it like that.
My love is like you're pleasing the fiend. But I gotta put you on any way that I can. I fly you all over the world from Paris to Japan. And don't worry about the others, they just concern fans. But know if you stay around, I put the ring on your hand. It's like,
all right, so as we are waiting, it's 2 minutes 54 seconds remaining for the game, and I am actually joining some of my listeners here in the chat room, and I want to say that we're waiting, counting down this game here so we can get the show started. But I would like to actually go over a little bit of the show. I was trying to stall a little bit. Like I said, we got 2 minutes remaining. Perfect me, huh? Perfect timing for me to actually schedule it out of the final. Oh, gosh. Anywho, like I said earlier, I just feel that, let me check my switchboard to see if I have some people calling on that. But, you know, the one thing that I found that a lot of my comments and responses when I was promoting the show, most of the feedback that has come back to me, most of the people were saying no, they did not believe that primarily only intimacy was an area that would hold a relationship together or keep your mate faithful. It takes a whole lot more than that. So I'm really glad to see that not everybody feels that that is the key area. And the reason I mentioned that is that, I wanted to have this show because I felt like it would truly be a great topic to have in regards to, making sure that when couples get married or engaged or when you're in a long-term relationship, it is hard to sustain that relationship, you know. And so in order to keep the spice alive or whatever, sometimes, you know, it may be good to take classes or courses. And I was actually listening to another radio show earlier today, and it was a great guest speaker. She was actually speaking on the sanctity of marriage and speaking on, you know, what she believed that why, you know, marriage is hard and just the value of marriage and embracing marriage. And so I thought it was awesome that she was saying most women, when they get married, they fall in love with the wedding and they fall in love with, getting married, but they don't fall in love with the actual marriage. And so I thought that was interesting, you know, that she pointed out that fact, because is it, you know, when people get married, that they're more into the Cinderella, you know, the white dress, the cake, you know what I mean, the bridesmaids. And then after that, two of the major topics that were brought up, number one was money. They say that usually the couple may, the financial strain on a relationship usually causes some type of hardship between the marriage. And then the men complain, saying that women stop performing intimacy with them. So I thought that was odd, you know, that, well, not odd, I don't want to use that word, because I've actually heard that it's actually quite common. But what I find odd is, why is it after couples say I do, or after a couple's been living together for a long term, that, you know, the intimacy slows down in the relationship? So to bring the subject, you know, full circle here, I felt that it would be a great show to have tonight and to discuss on why is it, you know, what is the root core of infidelity in any relationship. And so I've heard a few people say, well, girl, you know, if you put it on them, or well, man, you know, if you do it right, you know, then you'll keep her happy, you'll keep him happy. Now, this is one point I do want to make. It appears from most of the feedback that I've gotten that men are the ones that primarily complain about the lack of romance, and not romance, I take that back, the lack of sex in the relationship, whereas women complain about the lack of romance. Okay, you know that old saying, how women are more like microwaves, and it takes a little bit more to get her in the mood versus a man would be more of the microwave when it comes to lovemaking. And so I thought it was ironic. I was actually doing a little research, and if you look at men and women and how we were made and the differences between us, the way that a woman loves a man is totally different than the way a man loves a woman. Totally different. Totally different, you know? So, I mean, my whole thing is this, you know? I truly believe that in a marriage or any type of union between a couple, all right, that you have to truly work at knowing what it is that makes you happy and the other person, okay? And so with that said, many of you know last week we had actually did a little bit of reviewing on the soulmates. Excuse me, you guys, I'm still a little under the weather from last week. We did a little research on soulmates, okay? And we were talking about that and what it is a man desires, what it is that a woman desires, you know, is there such thing as a soulmate? And it just seems like from all the study and the research that we did last week that certainly the number one reason why couples fail is communication. And so bringing it back to what I mentioned earlier in regards to does having a – let me check my switchboard here, see if I have any callers – does having a freaky mate or a freaky partner, you know, making sure that you are, you know, reading maybe Kama Sutra books or, you know, going that extra mile in order to, you know, maybe buying lingerie. That was a tip given by a marriage counselor stating that if a woman purchases, let's say maybe, you know, once every couple of months, you know, updating her lingerie wardrobe, that will help to add a little bit of spice and excitement, because men are visual and they don't like to look at the same thing all the time, okay? And so, which also brings about the question, once again, is, you know, is it true that when you are maybe, you know, a little bit more skilled or a little bit more knowledgeable in that area of satisfying your mate, will you have issues with them going outside of the relationship? Well, from what I discovered, okay, and I don't want to get too deep in it. I'm trying to wait here. This last few minutes of the game is killing me. I want to just continue on with this show, but I'm trying to hold it. I don't want to give all the information I have. I'm waiting on my guest co-host for tonight, which is Sound Off, and he's, like I said, waiting for this game to finish, I'm sure, along with the rest of my listeners. But what I wanted to state was that the core of the problem, I believe, with infidelity doesn't begin with the actual sex itself. I believe, number one, and some of you may disagree with me on this, I believe that it's an issue with the individual. It's probably maybe a self-esteem issue, because I know one thing about men is that they love to have their ego stroke, and women too. But a man likes to come home and feel like he's the king of his castle and that he is the one that is being adored by his wife, okay, or by his woman, you know, whatever may be the case. And when we take that from a man, his manhood, when we strip that from him, he no longer feels like he's important or like he's necessary. So therefore, to me, from what I've read, it is more of a self-esteem, maybe a pride thing, okay? Like I said, I can't wait to get my guest co-host on tonight, because certainly that is going to be the big factor right there. So as we're waiting here, we have, what, 52? Oh, my goodness, this game is ridiculous. 76, 70, Lord have mercy. Come on, we're trying to get this game down. But anyway, as I was stating, that it seems like it is more of an emotional thing than a physical thing, all right? So let me take a look here. I'm trying to hold on to some of the information I have. I don't want to go too far. Okay, here. All right, we got the J-Spot. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have several guests that are here this evening. Okay, let's take a look. We have, oh my goodness, 3-point game, 25 seconds. This is crazy. Thank you so much for those of you. Black Kings, thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I'm just waiting for my guest co-host to call in. He is a Lakers fan, and he's glued to the TV these last 25 seconds. Crazy. Like I said, we got this 3-point game, and so I am just kind of going a little bit over the topic tonight. Now, for those of you who certainly want to call in, you're welcome to. I'm going to open the phone lines at this time as we're waiting for my guest co-host to call in. The show number is 646-716-8697, 646-716-8697. You feel free to call in. Let me know, do you feel being freaky in the bedroom will prevent your mate from cheating, okay? You know, is it more than just the actual act, the actual physical act that will keep your mate from cheating? I do remember earlier, as I was stating, on the show that I was listening to, the specialist, I believe she was a marriage therapist, and she said she believed that it's important for couples to go to counseling prior to, you know, either moving in, living long-term, getting married. And she was stating that, you know, it's important. Think about it. Everyone else has a course they have to take to get their driver's license. Everyone else has courses they have to take to get certified to be a CNA, or you have to go to college in order to be a doctor, or in order to, you know, just simple things in life that you have to take care of. You have to take courses in order to learn how to be successful at it, okay? Cosmetology, you go to cosmetology school, and so forth. Well, why is it when you get married, okay, why don't they have courses for that? Why don't they have classes that help, you know, or guide couples that want to live together long-term and be successful? Me, myself, I do believe in marriage. I understand that's not for everyone. But why is it they don't have certifications or classes that you have to take, which makes a whole lot of sense, you know? In order to be a babysitter, you have to take CPR and first aid courses, you know? And so that is something that's really important. So at this time, we're going to take a quick break. My phone's blowing up here. Y'all forgive me. We're going to take a quick break as I am going to play another song here as we're waiting for my guest co-host to call in. One moment, please.
Yeah. you know how it goes. Hey, yo, Cece, I think we let the people wait long enough, right?
Here we are. This is the longest, 11 seconds, I'm telling you. As we sit here trying to milk it out. Oh, wow. Come on, game. Be over already. This is crazy. So anyway, I just want to say thank you all for joining us tonight as we are talking about do you believe being freaky in the bedroom can keep your mate from cheating. And so I went over a little bit of some of the facts and some of the information. I honestly want to say that from a woman's point of view, I believe that one of the main priorities in a relationship is the communication that takes place, the emotional security, feeling the desire to be important to your mate. And I would say that would be similar for a male in regards to making sure that, you know, he feels like, you know, he is providing for the family or that he is taking care of all of the needs that are necessary to be met. That's something that I believe is just truly important for all relationships, you know. And one thing I wanted to mention is that I truly believe that it takes two people. You can't blame it just on one person. You can't blame it, you know, particularly. You can't blame it all on, you know, one person. Is it over with? Finally. Thank goodness it's over. All right, good grief. So the Lakers won. All right, there it is. All right, good grief. I'm sitting here like, all right, here we go. Yeah, I think my screen must be late. All right, so now I can get my guest co-host. All right, here we are. Finally, we can get it together here. Let's get this show on the road. All right, so I would like to get some input from some of the guests in the chat room. Any personal experiences that you may or may not have had, maybe friends or family members that you've witnessed that have went through infidelity. And I'd like for you to share with me, what do you feel was the root of the problem? Okay, what do you feel caused that particular problem in the relationship? Certainly, give me a call, and the call-in number is 646-716-8697, or you can type your experience in the chat room and let us know what you think in regards to having a relationship. Then my next question I'd like to know is, did you survive it? Did your relationship survive the okay, hold on one second. I apologize. I'm multitasking here. I'm talking. I got my switchboard up. All righty. But did your relationship actually survive when you went through this was another one of my questions, and how did you overcome it? Now, I do want to say that earlier in the segment, I was going over how most women, you know, when they get married for the actual marriage. I want to know how many for the actual, wedding. You know, they think it's fun to go through the ceremony and all that, but then the upkeep of the relationship is similar to a garden, is one of the analogies that I like to use. And this is for a male or female. We're not going to point anybody out tonight. But it's almost as if you have to continue watering and nurturing that relationship until that relationship blooms into what it's supposed to be. And so that is one of my concerns. You know, that is one of my things is, are you taking the time to water and nurture your relationship into what it should be? And I believe that it takes one day at a time, you know, in order to build the relationship to that level of strength that it requires. And so okay, good. Here he is. He's getting ready to come on shortly. All righty. Okay, here, I got several things going on. So certainly, let me know what are your thoughts in the chat room here, okay? All right, I have one guest. I guess you want to be private, and I won't say your name. I have one guest that actually did a private chat to me. So being that you did it private, you didn't put it in the chat box. You guys want to know, hold on a second. Okay, you asked, is it primarily the woman's responsibility to enhance the relationship? What do you mean by that? What do you mean, is it primarily the woman? Maybe because of the topic is being freaky in the bedroom, is that what you mean? Is it the woman's responsibility to be freaky or to be exotic? So please elaborate a little bit more on what it is that you mean by that question. Okay. All right. But I won't repeat who you are, seeing that I see you did it privately here. Okay. Yes, but certainly let me know what you think in regards to the relationship. Now, all righty. Okay, so I got like five or six different screens up here, and I wanted to go over in a relationship some of the keys, all right? All righty. But I'm trying to wait for my co-host, but I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. Number one, I remember last week we were talking about the relationship in regards to being friends first, having a solid friendship. And I don't know. I do believe that one thing, you know how some people may have known each other, they say, for a few weeks or so, and then they end up getting married. One thing I honestly want to say is that I do feel being friends is very important. I don't take that word lightly, friendship. I believe that it's something that has to be equally reciprocated, you know, that you both, you know, bring to the table what it is that you know would be right, not taking all the time from one another, but making sure that it is a balance of giving and receiving. And one thing I cannot stress enough, communication, number one, or one of the successful keys, being able to be open, you know, about things that bother you, being able to talk openly whenever you're upset, not letting too many of the outsiders in your relationship or in your business. And why, reason I say that, prime example, how many of you actually look at Keeping Up with the Kardashians and you see there's Kourtney and Scott, and then, you know, the family can't stand Scott. They think he's like the biggest creep because they fight. When she gets upset, y'all know the story. She cries. She goes back home. Well, the same thing with, you know, they feel like, hey, I have to pick up all the pieces. I'm the one that's here, and I'm the one that has to, you know, make you happy. And then you go right back to him. Well, I guess bottom line is if you wouldn't share with your family some of the problems in a relationship that take place, then they wouldn't have nothing to be upset about with your people. So, you know, that is really important here. And so, you know, okay, you did answer the question. As far as, okay, I'm trying to read my keys and I'm trying to look at, let me take a look here. Okay, the caller actually did come back. I mean, not the caller, the chat, the private chat. Okay. All right, they're talking about, is it the woman's primary role to keep the man interested? Great question. Okay, as I was trying to read some of my key points here, I'm going to answer that now because I don't want to get busy and forget, and then I'm going to go back into my key reasons, okay? Hi, Jane365. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I appreciate you joining us tonight as we are talking about does being freaky in the bedroom keep a mate from cheating. And what we're talking about now are some of the keys to a successful relationship. And out of all of the five keys, I'm just going to name them before I actually elaborate on each one. But before I do that, let me answer this private chat that I got. Okay. Is it the woman's responsibility primarily to keep the, you know, spice, I guess, in the relationship is what this listener is asking me to keep a man interested? I would say yes and no. And the reason being is if a woman is continually trying to do things to please her man and he's not into her, you know, let's say if he is stressed out with work or bills, if he may have lost his job, there are men that get depressed too. You know, it's not just all the women is one of the points that I'd like to make. You know, they always say, oh, the woman's the one with the headache and the woman's the one this, but there's some men too now that may not be able to engage in that moment with the level of intimacy that the woman may desire. And so I say that because, yes, I do believe as a woman in a long-term relationship especially, it is your responsibility to make sure that your man is happy. But first, you have to be happy. You have to love who you are. So with that said, I would say that it is both partners' responsibility because she can't just continue to give, and he not appreciate it. She has to give. She has to ignite the fire, but he has to appreciate the effort that's put in place. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Where is my guest co-host now? Come on. I'll probably celebrating. All right, let me check mine. Anyway, so we're going to go back over some of the keys to, let me go over this here. All right, number one is communication, and we all know that it takes work from both partners. Great relationships don't come easy. That's something that I want for all of the listeners to recognize is that, you know, good relationships take work. Good, solid, strong relationships take work. When you hear of couples that have been married for 30, 40, 50 years, that is because they took the time to invest in their relationship, all right? So when people have problems, what helps them get through those problems is the communication, first and foremost, not the sex, all right? The sex, it enhances the relationship, but it doesn't, from what I've researched, okay, I'm not an expert, because some people may say, sugar, you is wrong. No, it doesn't. It does, you know, solve all my problems. But from what I've read from the experts, okay, and from all of the surveys that were taken, relationship specialists, they have said that communication is the number one reason, because think about this. When you're in a long-term relationship and at one point you're going to get old, you know, he's going to get old or she's going to get old, and you may not be able to function in that area sexually. So then what? All you have is good old communication and hopefully finances to take care of yourself, right? So you can have a good retirement and not stress and have to work during your retirement, right? So, for example, let's say if your partner says that you hurt their feelings, okay? And you're saying, well, look, I don't want to talk about it right now. I don't want to be bothered. You know, that is an area that may be very delicate to them. So then what happens is they go outside the relationship to begin, I call it therapy or exhaling, especially women. You know, we can't hold all that in. Now, there was a joke once said, and then please, all my listeners, I want you to take this lightly. I'm being funny here. But they said, women, we release all of our stress by talking about it with our girlfriends and laughing and crying, where men, all they do is hold it in, and then they have a heart attack. All right? That's a joke. That's a joke. That's a joke. I don't want y'all to take that for real. But it is what it is, you know. So they do say men do have heart attacks more than women. Is that why? We don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. Certainly don't be scared to call in, y'all. I see the chat room is full. I got a private chat, but definitely I'd love for you to join me tonight on the air, okay? And certainly if you want to send any more private chats, what you do is just hit the little screen at the bottom, and you're going to hit the one that has, like, the question mark at the bottom if you want to send a private chat, okay? Like the little, it looks like a little... it looks like a question mark. That's the only way I could describe it. All right, so let's go back into the five successful ways of, oh, we do have a caller here, okay? Or I just got on level number one. All righty. Okay, 336, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I was just listening in or whatever, and I just wanted to comment and, you know.
So, okay, what is your name?
This is Black Kings.
Oh, Black Kings. Okay. I appreciate you joining me tonight on this controversial topic. What are your thoughts? Do you believe that being a freak in the bedroom can keep your mate faithful or not?
I really don't. Not in
okay.
Not in that sense. I think it's what you and your mate are comfortable with or whatever.
Okay.
My issue is more or less like what you was talking about before, for communication and how you feel like comfortable in your relationship or whatever. I've been exposed. I'm older than my wife, and
okay.
I've been exposed to a whole lot of different things in my time here or whatever, getting sexually exposed to things early in life or whatever. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't want my wife doing the things that I've done in the past with other women, you know.
Okay. Right.
You know, and we talked about it, whatever. And she's like, I would do this and I would do that. I'm like, I can see the way you can talk about it. Just us conversating about it, whatever. You're not comfortable
mm-hmm.
with it. And I wouldn't be comfortable with it doing it with you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And it's interesting that you had said that, said something about that, because actually a couple of days ago we was talking about that, and I said, what is your fantasy? What do you, in the back of your mind? Because women, they're not like me and men. Like, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, all that. But women, they like more subdued with their aspirations or what they think about or their fantasies. And I'm like, what would you do or what do you think about? It was like 3-day situation when she came back later. I would but still wouldn't come out and say what she would do or what was
exactly
or whatever.
Right, right. So do you find, is that an area in your relationship that is hard to come by? Like is it, what's the word I want to use? Earlier, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the segment, but I was sharing how most men, from all the surveys that I've read and the studies I've done, they feel that they're not completely satisfied sexually, or that the sex depreciates, you know, in the relationships for whatever reason. You know, child rearing is definitely one of them. Raising kids, having babies, being pregnant certainly takes a toll on the relationship. What is your take on that?
I don't think it's a situation. A man is something. Men and women are just two different animals. I don't think it's actually not being satisfied with the person that you're with. A man's eyes are wide open all the time. And I don't
okay.
think, it's like, for me, I look at women all day long, but
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine cheating on my wife. That's just something I would
okay.
never do. You know?
Okay.
You know, but you're always looking at something. It's like that's how men are. We
mm-hmm.
look at cars. Like, I drive I make a pretty good living or whatever, and drive a nice car or whatever, but it's always something else out there that I want.
I got you. Black Kings, if you can hold for 1 second, I believe my guest co-host has joined us now. Let me grab him off the line. 402, I do see you there. And then we got a 602. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, let's see here. 404. Sound, is this you? Uh-oh. Sound? Okay. 404? Okay. I guess that's not him. I know he's calling from the 404 area code. 404, I definitely will grab you. If you're just calling to listen to the segment, by all means, certainly, let me know. Please don't just hang up, okay? Just say, I'm just listening, sugar, and I will place you back on mute, okay? But certainly, 402, I'm going to grab you in just a second. Okay, Black Kings, I wanted you to finish your thought on that, because I find that very interesting what you were saying.
I was just saying that men and women are just totally different. I mean, it's the perceived notion that women are more emotional than men. That is true, because they
mm-hmm.
carry their emotion on their sleeve. But when it comes down to compulsive thing or whatever, men are like that. That's why it seems to be easier for a man to cheat or whatever than it is a woman. If you don't have those certain aspects in your life to keep you grounded or whatever, you know.
Okay.
I grew up without a father. I grew up with a mother that was, there's no way that we just want to see another man in our life besides our father.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that same thought in my head that I'm not going to do that with my children, you know. And those two things combined or whatever, no matter what I think or what crosses my mind, I couldn't cross that line.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it's because of the age I am now. I've been, me and my wife been together 10 years, so I waited a little bit longer to get married or get in a serious relationship like that. And I think I'm 40 years old now, just turned 40. So I was 30
okay.
or whatever, dated and all that stuff, and the 2-year being engaged and all that stuff. But maybe it's maturity-wise that that factors into that. But I don't really don't, and men are honest about what they do. A woman just blurt out. Most women just
right.
blurt out what they, I mean, what comes, to, what pops up in their head comes out their mouth. or whatever. I mean, it's the dude, women, and hold back on what they say or whatever, more calculating on what they say. But like a man, most men are or whatever. For some men,
right.
You don't know what they're thinking. And in the same sense, I've been in relationship with women that I didn't know what they was thinking 99% of the time because the way they thought was just so 360 from what I thought. They was telling
right.
me things and saying things to me or whatever, I didn't get it. Exactly right.
Gotcha.
I didn't get it. That's just how it is. That's just how we build
right.
or whatever.
Well, you know, they say men are from Mars, women from Venus. So, I mean, hey, you know, that is definitely true. You know, but Black Kings, I want to say thank you so much. My switchboard is filling up here, and I want to grab these calls.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. If you have any further questions, certainly direct them in the chat box. I want to grab a couple of more of these callers here, but I want to say that your thoughts were definitely appreciated tonight.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Is this my guest co-host? Sound, is this you?
This is I. What is going on, bro?
What is going on?
Hey,
I'm like, the switchboard blowing up. I got to give my guest co-host. I know you're celebrating and everything because the Lakers won, but golly.
I'm so sorry I was late, but I had to give it to him on Facebook because I caught so much hell earlier in that game when we were down.
Yeah, because they were losing.
I had to give
it
to him on Facebook. And I'm gonna see what kind of heart all these Boston Celtics fans got, because I invited everybody over to your show to call in.
Oh, look at you!
So I'm gonna see
that's
if they don't cold. Call in, but I'm here.
Look
thank you, Trevor.
You're
on you.
You're so crazy. All right, I'm gonna grab these calls here. 402, you've been waiting patiently. I want to say thank you so much. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio and Sound Off. Who's
thank
calling?
You, this is my first time calling. This is James 365.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see you there in the chat room. All right. James, 365. All right. Thank you for calling in tonight. As many of you know, and then we're going to have you, Sound, elaborate. I want to grab the callers real quick. We have a few more callers. All right. Let me know your thoughts, James. Do you believe being freaky in the bedroom can prevent your mate from cheating?
To me, it always begins in the beginning when you first talk to somebody.
Oh, there you are. Okay, your phone went out. Okay, go ahead. Can you repeat that? Because we didn't hear you in the beginning.
Okay. I was saying that it usually begins in the beginning when you're sitting down, when you're talking to somebody, when you're meeting them. You know, you get a lot of things clear when you're first getting to know somebody, especially when it comes to the bedroom. That way you know if you and that person are compatible. Then once you get to doing the act, you know, both of y'all
satisfied.
I believe that it can keep a person from cheating. You know.
Okay.
But if you get to know them and you start to see signs that this is a person that just wants to just screw around, then chances are no.
Right. Absolutely.
No matter what you do, they're going to continue to go do somebody else. So it all
right.
Be
right.
Involved.
That's true. It depends on the person's their nature, their sex drive, you know, their intent of the relationship. All of those are certainly factors, and I truly agree with what you just said. And I want to say thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate your views. I do have another caller that I need to grab, but like I said, once again, I appreciate you calling through tonight. Any other questions you have or comments, please direct them in the chat room, and I will certainly give you a shout out.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
All right, thank you, James 365. Okay, let me grab this other caller, Sound, and then I want to get your take on it. Okay, we got a 404. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. 404.
404.
Well, I was echoing when I picked them up, so I'm wondering, are they calling in through, you know how we have that on Blog Talk Radio, they can call in? No, because then their show name, the whole show name would pop up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, they must just be listening, so that's fine.
Okay,
well, Sound, I do see a few more callers, but I want to get your take on it. Callers, please hold. I see the 602, and then we got a 310. Certainly continue to bear with us here. My guest co-host was celebrating earlier with the victory of the Lakers. And so what are your thoughts on the topic for tonight?
You know what? I'm going to piggyback off of what James said. I think initially with relationships, Brian, and you know me and you have talked off air about this, so you know my thoughts. I think what James said is so poignant. I think everything goes to the origins of a relationship. You know what it's going to take sexually for you as a man not to cheat. A woman knows exactly what it's going to take sexually for her not to cheat. It's sort of like, you know, you being a Christian and into the word of the Lord, you can't go out and date a bad boy. You know what I mean? It's just not going to mix. If you know you need to be sexed down a certain way, that is the type of mate you must be searching for. If you're a guy that hangs out in the strip clubs and strippers are your fetishes, 9 times out of 10, the only way you're going to be happy in a relationship is if you date a stripper or a girl along the lines. I'm just being cut and dry with it. I mean, to me, sex is a big part of relationships. Is it right? No, it's not. It's not. It shouldn't be the basis of relationships, but it is what it is. I think it's unfair. I think it's unfair, Browns, the things that are put on women to keep their men. You know, you got a lot of women. I think the saddest thing is a woman that's not in a certain place sexually and they're being forced to be a certain way and be a freak and be this and that to keep their man. I think that's wrong. I think you're better off letting a woman go, letting her be who she is, and find you somebody else. Because to be honest with you, Brown, that ain't nothing but pimping. That's pimping.
Wow, what a great way to put it.
It's trying to make a woman be something she's not, and it's just so unfair. If she's not a freak, she doesn't like oral, she shouldn't have to do that to keep you. You should be a man that says, look, you know, I'm looking for something else. I don't want to do this to you. Let me move on. So that's my take on it.
That's an excellent point. I just had a private chat from one of the listeners in the chat room, so I hope this answers your question. And I had answered it for this individual, but the question was, is it a woman's, I don't know if you heard the question or not, but is it a woman's responsibility primarily to keep the man interested, you know, sexually, to stimulate the relationship? So that answers, you kind of tapped into that a bit.
Yeah, but you know the thing about it, Mom, and I'm a man, and I know I got brothers out there that will be like, damn, he's selling us out. No, I'm just speaking truth. I hate when I hear, is it a woman's responsibility? Yeah, I sit back like it's a woman's job just to fuck us, excuse my French, and make us happy. That's 50-50, man. That's 50-50. You know, I look at it like this, Brown. If your woman's going to do that to satisfy you, then what are you doing to keep her happy? You know, are you taking her out? Are you treating her? Are you doing things she wants to do? Are you taking her on vacations? You know, when she comes home from work, or do you have the house clean and dinner cooked? It's a 50-50 split, and the woman might not want her 50 end of that on sex. She might want it in another area. So what I'm saying is guys just can't sit back and expect for a woman just to serve him and you're a king and that's that. It's an unfair advantage for men, and it's not right.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do believe what I was sharing earlier, and I was kind of going over the 5 keys. I want to read these real quick because the phone line started blowing up. I wanted to go over this, but the number one was communication, all right? Then number two, I'm going to elaborate on them in a second, was honesty, 3, trust, 4, respect, and 5, dependability. Now, if you notice, out of all 5 of those qualities, none of them says sex, all right? None of them says, I'm not saying it's not important, but those were not the primary reasons why a relationship is successful, okay? Mm-hmm. So my point is, I feel that will it enhance a relationship? Absolutely. But will it keep your man from cheating? Mm-hmm. I believe this. It depends on the person. It depends on what type of mate that you have. Because one of the callers said earlier before you called in, I don't know if you got on the line or not, but this individual was stating that it depends on what kind of mate you have, you know, the individual. You know what I'm saying? If this person enjoys, you know, being with a whole lot of different people or not, if they're, you know, fresh out of college or high school, maybe they're in a different point in their life, not ready to settle down, you feel me? But if they're older, like this other gentleman was, he was stating, Black Kings, stated, you know, he's older, settled down now, he's kind of sold his wild oats. Now he's at a point where he's ready to focus on, you know, monogamous, steady relationship. I do believe that has a lot to do with it too, Sam, you know, as far as what point of life that you may be in, because not everyone's ready to settle down and get married or settle down and live with a long-term mate right now. But if you know that, don't get involved with somebody and then continue to cheat.
But, well, my thing, Brian, and you made an excellent point. I'm going to be too long-winded because I know you got some calls. I think most women know who they're dating. And let's do something tonight. Let's do something tonight. Let's cut this right here, right and dry right now. Let's start keep saying men. I mean, let's do the reverse. Women are cheaters, too. Some women
right,
are not
absolutely.
Getting satisfied by their men, and they're going out. So let's make sure we make this clear to everybody. We're not just talking about men cheating on women. We're talking about
mm-hmm.
the reverse. They're men out
That's
there
true.
They admit it, they've been hurt. They've been played by women. I think you just made an excellent point. You know what you're getting in the beginning. You know
mm-hmm.
warning signs. You know red flags. If your man or your woman ain't been straight with you from the origins of you dating and you still proceed to get in that relationship, you know what you're getting. You know, I think the biggest problem with us is people today dating, I think we're all cowards. And what I mean about cowards is we know some certain situations that are not good for us, but we're too much cowards to walk away from it and brush ourselves off and start all over again. People create bad situations for themselves and stay in them rather than just, you know, brushing yourself off and going ahead and, you know, getting back in the game and starting over. I'm a big realist, and I don't believe in wasting time. You know what I mean? I mean, if something's not going to work, I'm out, and I'm going to start fresh. I don't believe in wasting time in a bullshit situation. And I think
right,
that's
right. really
the problem with a lot of these relationships. People accept
mm-hmm.
cheating. People accept what's going on, hoping for a brighter day, hope it gets better. If your man
right.
or your woman is cheating on you and you allow that, trust me, it's never going to get better.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, and I think that it all begins with, you know, your mindset. You know, you have the mindset, oh, that's right, you did say that. Steven, is it Steven Biko? Is that how you say your name? You were the caller that was 404. Did you have a comment? Or did you want to just listen? I see that you're in the chat room also. Are you having problems with your phones? Let me know. Okay. Oh, okay, Black Kings. Yes, you have a certainly. I'll pick you up again. The other two callers, we lost them. Please call back in. I apologize. I wanted to go over those 5 tips for success because I'd never get to them if I didn't read them. I've been trying to read them for the last few minutes. Black Kings, and then certainly Stephen Fico. If I'm tearing your name up, please forgive me. Okay, Black Kings. Yes, you have the floor.
I think that's Stephen.
Okay, Black Kings. Yes, what issues did you want to address or statement?
No, he stole my thunder. That's exactly right. If you in a situation, you know what situation you in. How you gonna sit up and, you know, that's why a lot of people get into a situation where they feel like they've been done wrong. When you meet somebody, and
mm-hmm.
you feel them out, and they're still not. What you want, you can't make them what you want them to be. That's just like he said, men and women cheat. So if
right.
you're out there doing what you're doing, they meet you, they're like, oh, this guy is doing the same thing I'm doing, or he's got the same mindset. And then you fall in love or whatever and try to make this woman your wife, then you already knew the type of person she was. It's the same thing with a woman. You know, it's always
yeah.
twisted. It's always twisted. Men meet women that's in the wrong, at the wrong time in their life or whatever, and women meet
mm-hmm.
men at the wrong time in life. That's all it's about. It's all
mm-hmm.
about the situation at the time or whatever. You meet this girl, you don't know that she just jumped off a long-term relationship. She's out here trying
mm-hmm.
to play and do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
exactly.
women meet men doing the exact same thing. Or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I mean, meaning they're a bad person, that's just not what they're looking for, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be a nice-looking girl, and this guy's stringing you along or whatever.
Right.
And I want to keep you on the hip or whatever, but he's
mm-hmm.
still going to do what he want to do. It's the same thing with men. Men will meet a woman. You know, that's my guy right here. He got cash or whatever. Whatever she like about him. I'm not saying it's about money. Saying, you know, and I'm going to keep him stringing him along, too. Because he might be something later on. I might want to hold on to him. You know, women got the same thing. It's just a whole different situation. You know, it's a whole different mindset. We said one
mm-hmm.
thing, we a player. But women play
mm-hmm.
us all day long, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
women
true.
Know, you know, a man can't lie. A man will try
mm-hmm.
to lie, try to hide his stuff.
And the only reason it goes over is because the women are allowed to.
Well, I wouldn't say they came live, but I would say that they get caught more.
Hey, no,
you know
no,
what I'm saying?
Because
it's men that do lie now. Come on, let's be real.
Woman,
they lie, but when they lie, they don't cover their tracks as well.
Excuse my language. A woman's intuition is a motherfucker. They know what they're doing with your ass the next day. They know everything. I mean, and they look at your feet. They look at you when a woman, or you walk up to a woman. They look at your shoes, look in your eye, look at your hair. They know what kind of money you got in your pocket, everything. A man ain't like a woman to shoot a bunch of crap. A woman to shoot you a bunch of crap and you believe it all because that booty fat. That's as simple as that. I got five at the house. You know what I'm saying? We're linear thinkers. We look at one. We can only solve. We can solve more than one thing, but we look at things one thing at a time. Women, their minds race over 100 things at a time. That's just how y'all made. We're made at if. I had to go to the grocery store. I'm a single man. And when I was at the grocery store, I met this chick, and she gave me her number. I done forgot half the stuff I was supposed to pick up because I met this girl, and she gave me her number, and I forgot all about everything. I get to the house. I said, dang, I forgot my toilet paper. That's what I went to the store for.
That's crazy.
It's as simple as that. It's nothing else. And that's how it works. You know, you'll give me your number, and then you go on about your business, get your groceries or whatever, and maybe later on when you get to the house and your girl bring up when you went to the store, oh, yeah, I met this guy. He was cute. He was driving this, 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 trying to pay for my groceries. And then you'll talk about it again, you know, but that's not us. We like, man, I met this girl and called my homeboy. She live over here, and it's just over for us. It's a done deal. That's
right.
How we built. Right. We built like that.
You know, one thing I want. Jump on real quick, you know, and it's something this brother just mentioned. You know, a lot of times females and guys, you know, we think we've met that person, that perfect person sexually, you know, and I'll just be broad about it, you know, she's a lady in the street, freaking the sheets, just like I like it. Well, she's a nympho. Oh, she loves it all the time, and vice versa. Women tell their men, their girlfriends, that, oh, girl, he loves it all the time. Oh, he loves it, you know. I'm not going to say that's such a good thing all the time. I think when you meet somebody sexually, just hope you get someone that's equally yoked with you sexually and not just a little bit more than what you're looking for, because it's not always a good thing, man, to have a mate that's just all about sex all the time, because eventually they're going to burn out on you. If your woman is truly a freak or your man is truly a freak, eventually, they're going to burn out on you if you ain't keeping it fresh and doing it different. And that's a lot of pressure on your other mate, trying to keep up with one that's more sexually into it than them. And the point I want to make is, if you get somebody like that, keep your antennas up and look for your red flags, because nine times out of ten, they're going to step outside of that relationship.
Exactly right.
Right. Because of the fact, do you feel that sex drive is too high or that they just get bored easily? You know, let's deal with maybe the people that are like that. Joel Bennett in the chat room says, you are right, Sound.
I think it's both. I think it's a combination of sex drive too high, unbalanced, one more than the other. And the second part of what you said is just you get bored. Let me tell you something. When you've been, we don't see marriages today like the old Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis, you know, married for 45 plus years, you know, Will and Jada, even though people say they're swingers, you know, 15, 20 years. That's unheard of today. Marriages lasting over 5 years, 10 years. And the point I'm trying to make is it is very hard to keep your mate satisfied for a lifetime. Man, that is hard. And the thing about it, especially if you're both freaks, you know how much sexing you're going to be doing in a period of just 5 years? You'll burn out in 5 years, so it's hard. That's why I say it's not a good. You hear women say all the time, I don't give my man that much. I don't want to burn my body out, or I don't want to burn myself out with them. And it's true. I complain, damn, why I can't get none. But it's true. Women try to moderate that so you don't burn out, so they don't get used to the same old, same old.
I
mean, and they won't.
I've been through that myself. I was with somebody for a long time, and after we was with together for a long time, it's like, why are you holding, this problem was a whole lot younger. It's like, I was like, what's going on? I don't want you to get tired of me. That's what that was excuse. You know.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. That's funny you guys mentioned that, because at the beginning of the segment, I was sharing how after a marriage, I see you, Steve and Michael, I'm going to grab you. He called right back in. At the beginning of a marriage, you know, the we call that the honeymoon phase, you know, or any long-term relationship. I'm saying marriage because I believe in marriage. I know a lot of people may not, but that's the word I'm going to use for right now. But I just feel that, you know, if by any chance, you know, you're in the beginning of a relationship, it's hot, it's exciting, but nothing will ever be the same as that very first time, you know, that you engaged in intimacy with your mate, you know. And so the reason I say you have to, it's something about that awkwardness, the very first time that you make love to a woman or to a man, you know. And in, was it The Woods or was it The Best Man? I'll never forget it. When, even though we're aligned, I feel like men really do feel this way. They say there's nothing like sex, the new sex. Or they used another word that was more vulgar, but I'm not going to say that on the air. But, you know, they're saying there's nothing like, you know, sleeping with a woman than sleeping with a new woman. So, I mean, I don't know. I've always felt like, is that a mindset of an immature man that's saying that, or is that across the board how all men feel?
No, that's not true. That's not true, because
I appreciate.
Wife,
okay.
Been together for a long time, and like I said, 10 years, and it has nothing to do with it. We have our bad days. I done worked from 40 hours one week to 100 hours one week. And, you know,
it
has nothing to do with it. It's just like any other relationship. It's just like you're one of your friends. I could tell my this girlfriend anything. And I know it's not going to go past that. And I know.
Okay, let me grab 404 here, Stephen. Oh, I got you. Hold on 1 second, Black Kings. I see you here. All right, Stephen Biko, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio and Sound Off. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. And you can call me Biko. That's better.
Biko, okay, because I'm like, how? I said, I'm probably tearing that name up. Welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight. What are your thoughts on this steamy topic?
Well, you know, one, give thanks to you, Brown Sugar, for even, you know, taking up the subject, and all that I've heard, I've enjoyed listening to. You know, for me, I think that we got to, I guess, differentiate being a freak and being freaky. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, break it down for us tonight. I like that, being a freak or being freaky. All right. Let us know.
Because, I mean, for me, you know, in my experience, that's really all I can speak from, you know, truthfully and totally. But I don't think that being a freak is what keeps you faithful to your mate or your partner. I think it's really your connection to that person.
Okay.
There's many times where, as men, we man, she got a big booty. If I could just get with that, I'd be straight. Yeah, you get with that. And it's good. And you keep getting with that, but that it can't hold you as a man. It might hold your penis, but there got to be other parts of you besides your penis that make you a man.
Okay.
So I think that's the real challenge for even most men. And for me, like, I got over the strip club thing back when I was like 17, 18. I'm going on 40 now. But my uncle managed strippers back in the day. I was all around them, all up in, you know, saw all of it. All sides of it. So I ain't been sexually stimulated in those kind of ways. You cannot feed sexual pictures and suggestions and images to yourself on a regular basis and think that you are not going to be affected by that and changed by that. And so a lot of the men, because they want this freak thing, yeah, because you go and you sit in front of a stripper, you paying her money to get all freaky with you, but you know it costs real, real cake to really get what you want from them.
Exactly.
But you play with this fantasy in your mind, burning your money up, and then now you want to go home to your girl and say, yeah, do everything that Lady J was doing tonight on the stage. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, get enough game to get Lady J. And then Lady J can do that for you every day if that's what it's about. But I think that the men, and even the women, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women I know, you know, they got the butterflies and the sunflowers and the jackrabbits and the this and the that. And the, I mean, and I have to tell them as well, you know what I'm saying? You can't just keep stimulating yourself like that. And you want to, what, narrow me down to an object of penetration? Are you serious? That little jackrabbit do what you do to you. That jackrabbit can hold you after you through. Release
right.
Over and over again. That jackrabbit can't lay you on his chest. You know what I'm saying? Can't rock
right.
You. Can't whisper
ooh.
Nothing in your ear. You got a piece of lip, nothing sitting next to you. Oh, you know, that's what
that's
I
real.
Need now. So it's like, you know, if you're going to be freaky, then be freaky. And a lot of times it's like you got to break away from what you think everybody else is doing. If it don't feel natural, don't do it. I don't do nothing that don't seem good when I think about it, don't feel good while I'm doing it.
For real.
And leave me with no regrets in the morning. You see what I'm saying? I don't do nothing.
That's real. Okay?
You know,
that's real.
We just got to be real with that. I think, you know, you ask the question, do you bring your A game? That's the problem. Ain't nobody trying to bring their A game. You know, brothers, I'm telling you, because I've been with, you know, kicking it with a lot of sisters slipping away from their men. Because the brothers think that the money holding them, you know what I'm saying, that the power, the fame, and all this other stuff is holding them. You got to love that woman. You got to connect with
okay.
her. And you got to try to get the
L
every
L
time you come to the court. You know what I'm saying?
For real. That's, LL said it best when he was like, just because you blessed with cash won't let my honey finesse that. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
and who
know,
you love,
what?
You feel me?
You know what?
Go ahead, Sal. And we got a couple of more callers too. I want to grab sound, but go ahead and make your point real quick.
No, go ahead, grab them first. I'll get back with you. Go ahead. Grab
okay, okay. Hold that thought. Thank you so much. You said Bico is what I could call you.
Dico.
Did I say it right? Dico. All right, I got you, Dico. Okay. All right, I'm gonna grab these other callers. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. If you want to get back on, hit me in the chat room and let me know. Okay, I gotta grab these other three callers that are holding. I have 2678, so I'm gonna say the first six numbers, okay? 678-508. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? This is Clean and Classy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Clean and Classy. I appreciate you coming through tonight. This is a juicy topic. The other 678, please hold. I'm going to get to you. Please do not hang up. I promise I'm going to grab you. We have 11 minutes remaining. Real quick, what are your thoughts, Clean and Classy, on this hot topic for tonight?
All right, I'm going to do this real high speed and just let you know I'm just not saying nothing. I'm 5 years of all-male counseling, so let me kick it like this.
Oh,
men by definition, every guy ain't a guy. Some of us are still stuck in that little boy phase, that little Moses phase, so sex, just like threesomes and whatever else, that's still fascinating to you. Dudes, by definition, they like to hunt. But sometimes when you like to hunt and hunting sits up there and plays too much a part in your life, you really haven't grown up. Just like the other brother mentioned, when you're dealing with another party, that's an elevation in your walk of life. But when you're stuck on busting up, and then that's your whole joy of life, chasing, hunting, trying to bust, you really don't grow. So with that said, every guy is not really a man. And a lot of ladies get confused because they think just because this dude is a male, older, or what have you, he's achieved man status. That ain't necessarily true. Second little point is that, unfortunately, you have some people who, when they deal with sex too much, just like the brother mentioned, you start to desensitize your soul, just like a porn star. You sit up here and do XYZ and be the freakiest on the planet, and then years later you ain't got no money, you broke, and you homeless. What was the point of all the sex and putting yourself on blast like that? So it's just basically saying, a lot of those things are not really trying to achieve the whole purpose of life, which is to move forward. If you're only moving forward, making a little bread, and then at the end of the day, you can only say, yeah, I bust about 14 of those or 400 of those in life, even your boy Will Chamberlain died a broken individual, even after
right.
doing all the flowers move. So with that said, I'm going to back up, let everybody else do what they do.
That's what's up. Thank you for those very strong points of wisdom and knowledge. I appreciate that. And definitely come back through. I like the fact that you said you counsel all men. So that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay, let me grab this next caller here. Actually, we got four more callers on the line. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to try to grab all of you. I promise I am. Okay, 678-549. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
I'd just like to say I enjoy the show. It's really positive and everything like that. But like brother said before, being a man, we have to understand there are boys, males, and men. And there's a lot of boys and males trying to be man, but it takes a lot to achieve manhood. Just because you have a penis does not make you a grown man. Because your age status does not make you a grown man. There's different things in life that makes you a man. Sometimes you have to lose and grow to achieve maturity, become a man. Maintaining yourself, your kids, your home front, all of these things are part of manhood, not just how many bitches you get, how many women you get,
right,
how many things you do with a woman or how many threesomes you have. That is so far in between and so minute to the real status of being a man. And a lot of women are misguided, undecided, thinking that this brother's this or that brother's this because of how he treats you in the bedroom. But real talk, it's really hard to be a man as well as be a father, not just an individual who makes kids or just lays down with women. You're constantly, you have to grow and build and achieve to get that status that you need to become manhood. It's just so much more with our community, especially as a black man, you know, especially our older generation, because a lot of women are raising males. A woman can raise a woman, but it's hard for a woman to raise a man. She can raise a good individual. A lot of us come from broken homes, and we get out here and thinking that if we sleep with the woman good, we can drive a car, and usually stuff don't have no jobs, and the woman has a better education and a better job, and she's really selling. Black women are really selling for less because there's not a lot of strong black men out there in the world today, and we're just settling. Women are just settling for not. We need to pick up our stuff, get our minds together, get ourselves together, and become a stronger individual as a manhood to lead the nation, because the man is the sun, the woman is the moon, the kids are the stars. So we really need to get together and pull it together to achieve the goals that we need to be a productive society and to be some real role models for our kids coming up, because the generation we live in now is just completely lost. That's all.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And I didn't get your first name. Who's calling on the line tonight?
Calling from Atlanta. My name is Chico.
All right, Chico. Thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. And, you know, I believe a lot of the listeners, the chat box is off the chain tonight. My goodness. I can't even see all the listeners. Okay. But thank you so much. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. All right. Okay, Chico. All right, I got a few more callers sound, and then I'm going to have you share your thoughts here. Okay, let's see who's next here. Okay, we have 267. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What's up, Ma?
What's going on? Who's calling?
Listen, this is Big Showtime from Showtime and Shiz and the MX Street Team. I just wanted to say I really like the show. And,
all right.
I thought the brother Chico was going to really hit something when he said about most of us coming from broken homes. And just to touch on one point before that, freakiness is not going to keep you with somebody. That's just not going to happen. No sex is ever going to keep you with a woman. Intimacy and really being in tune with your mate and being together, that's going to keep your relationship strong. But the fact that we do come from broken homes and broken families is a big part of why, as black males and females, we aren't successful in our relationships, because you don't grow up seeing productive, harmonious living between the sexes. So it's kind of hard when you have so many situations like this that as you become an adult, whether it's male or female, and you start dealing with relationships, you deal with them in ways that are unprofessional, aren't conducive for raising a family, and you're just repeating a pattern that has already been set for you. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is that our children don't grow up in houses where they are a strong man, a strong woman, working collectively together to produce good young individuals. So, you know, your relationship is going to be like this. And even with that, when the brother says something about, you know, men, not men are all men, well, you know, our country has produced a bunch of females, and these females are strong, tall, with a penis and two legs. And when I say females, meaning they have feminine tendencies. And you have to look at majority of the males nowadays in the black African-American communities are being raised by women. So they're going to have women tendencies. They're going to deal with things with a lot of emotion, and this is just another way that we're being destroyed and our families are being manipulated and broken. So with that, Mommy, I just want to say I enjoy your show, and I'll be calling back, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate that. And one thing I want to say is that I really, really admire the fact that so many men are coming forth tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's good to get a male's point of view. Primarily, I usually have women calling in. Well, now I'm in my chat. I'm like, where's all the women? I don't have no females. So we got like 4 minutes left. I need to know females. Call in 646-716-8697 and let us know your perspective on this topic. Okay, Sound, the other caller hung up. I apologize. You want to call in and briefly share with us your thoughts? Certainly hit us up. Okay, Sam, go ahead and let us know what your thought was previously.
I want to go back to, I forgot the guy's name. I think he called up with Deco, and he was speaking on the old strip club aspect and finding the woman that you, you know, want to be with, and, you know, you can't expect your woman to be like the woman in the strip club. I want to talk about role reversals real quick. I'm going to try to sum this up real quick. What you have going on in society right now is you have a role reversal. And, man, I know you're going to get mad when I say this, but the truth is the truth. The men are the 2010 women now. The women are the 2010 men. And I break it down for you like this. That whole strip club theory, what my man was talking about a little bit earlier, is so true. There are so many women out there now that are independent. They got their own shit, got their own houses, got their own cars, doing their thing. And I'm not just talking about strippers. I'm talking about women, period, professional women.
Mm-hmm.
Women. Now, when we go out there as men now trying to find, you know, the right woman for us, whether it's a woman sexually that does us right or, you know, got our stuff together, women really ain't trying to hear it today. If you go out there, there are a lot of women that are not trying to hear that shit about relationships now. They want their freedom. They want to do them, and they want to take their time because they're in control now. We as men have had a stranglehold on women for so long when we made the money, when we had the jobs. Now they have, you know the power. And it's like women can pick and choose who they want to be with. Guys, the reason we don't want to be out there no more in the streets is because women ain't giving it up as easy as they once were. Women are getting cash for ass. Believe that. Whether it's in the strip club or if it's in the streets, you got to take care of a woman to make her yours, sex, or whatever. Either you're going to pay her directly in the strip club or you're going to pay her indirectly out in the streets whining and dining. And men are finding that out. So most men are like, well, hell, if I'm going to do this, I might as well wife them. But they don't want that now. Women know they are independent, and they can get what they want out of a man. And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to do all that. You got these weak-ass men out there now falling in love, crying, and I want to be with you because we ain't trying to be out in the field no more. Guys, I know you hate it. That's the cold, hard truth. That's the cold, hard truth, bro.
Right. I hear you. Absolutely. I agree with that. You know, I agree. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But I do believe it's a lesson learned, you know, for women that may take that route. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I guess it all goes back to, you know, some men may say that affirmative action. You know, it just kind of backfired on some men because some women believe that they're actually stronger than the men. And that's not, in my opinion, the way that God designed it to be. You know, I do have a few more calls. I extended the show. It says another hour, but I'm only going to do like 5 more minutes because I do want for the callers to hear you. Someone actually just called in. Sir Cherry, yes, please call back in. And Blessed Angel, is it Angel Eyes? Please call back if I see your thoughts real quick. I want to grab you here. Okay. All right, let me grab this caller here. It looks like you're calling from a calling card. Here, anonymous caller, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hi, this is Angel Eyes.
Yay, we got a female in the house. I said, wow. I said, what, my ladies? Don't get me wrong, brothers, now. I appreciate y'all coming through tonight, too, all my men out there. But I need to get a female's perspective on this. What is your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Oh, wow. Well, my thoughts I put into the chat room is that in order to keep your mate satisfied or without cheating, you're going to have to do some different things. You know, you can't do the same old every night, the same old time, the same old place. People get tired of that. They want you to go and do something different. I mean, if they're going to the strip clubs and paying the strippers money because it's different, then maybe you need to spice it up a little bit. Maybe you need to dress up and do a little dance for your man. You know.
Right, absolutely.
To spice it up. And, I mean, same thing, guys. I mean, it's just not on the woman to spice it up. Guys, you got to do it, too. You got to step it up. Because women
absolutely.
Now, like he said, you know, the women and men, they kind of flip roles, and now the women are getting bored. And it's like,
yes.
Okay, well, you know, I got another one over here.
Right,
so, you
right.
know, we have more of a choice as well. And the thing about it is we're able to do it without emotions now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a different game now, you know, that's out there. You know, it's totally different. And I believe that, you know, how it was maybe when our grandmothers were growing up or great-grandmothers were growing up is totally different than what it is today. You know, a woman's role was to stay at home and do the child rearing and have the babies and, you know, whereas the man was the one that went out and worked. She was expected to cook and clean and so forth. And now we have two parties working, you know, two parties doing what they have to do. And I believe that now a woman is respected more so. You know, that's just my own personal opinion from my own personal relationship. So please, for the men out there, I don't want for you to take that the wrong way, but just from what I've experienced, and can you feel me on this, Angel Eyes, that you believe that maybe because of the fact that, okay, now we're not just looked at as just solely for rearing children and cooking and cleaning, that maybe the respect level has went up a bit.
Okay, most definitely. Most definitely it's gone up a bit. And also, too, though, I feel like women have a greater advantage in a lot of ways because look at trying to get a loan, too, if you want to start your own business. It's easier for a woman to do it than a man to get a loan to start her own business. So, therefore, a lot of women are now in positions to where they're working and the men are out of work. You know, because of the how society is. And so, therefore, women now are kind of looking down on the men, unfortunately, because they don't have what they consider, quote, unquote, a real man to have. And so it has. They become more dominant in their mindset. But I'm the type of chick to still believe in the divine order, like you were saying earlier. I still believe in that.
Absolutely. Now, what are your thoughts on what Angel Eyes is sharing with us tonight?
I think she makes a valid point. I mean, women have to step it up and create fantasy and do these type of things for your man. I mean, you would hope that your man doesn't have these, you know, strip club fetishes and these strip club type things going on. To me, I to some degree think it's a disrespect to your woman. But if it is what it is in the relationship and you knew that coming in, then you got to coincide with that and do what you got to do. Second half of that, I agree with Angel. She sort of kind of piggybacked off of what I said. It's not just on the women. It's not just on the women. Guys, you got to do your part too. And your part might not be sexual. Your woman might not want her 50-50 to be sexual. It may be, you know, taking care of cleaning house, cooking dinner, having her bath, you know, ready for her when she comes home. So it's not always going to be a 50-50 balance in the same area. It's not. And, Brown, I want to piggyback off what you said earlier about women and freedom and their independence, and some women don't need a man. And I'm going to be honest with you. They don't. They don't.
Right.
We're fighting a losing battle with the women. Women, I think, more so today, want their independence, want their freedom, and want to breathe a little.
And especially since more and more, you know, more and more are getting into the toys and saying, well, you know what, that satisfied me enough. I don't want this emotional stuff anyway. So afterwards, I don't want to lay in your arms, and I don't want to lay on your chest, and I don't want all that emotional baggage. I want to go ahead and get mine, and then I want to wake up in the morning and go to work.
That's deep, isn't it? That is real deep. But you're right, there's a lot of women that are like that, you know. But here's my take on it, and then we're going to end the show because I got to go over my show announcements. You know, my thing is this. We all know it takes two to tangle. It takes two in order to make a relationship successful. And I feel that with women, you know, yes, we are able to be, you know, independent now, and yes, we're able to pretty much hold our own if we chose to. But is that a lonely world? You know, it's nothing like, and just, I guess, maybe because I'm just, an intimate person. It's nothing like having, you know, that man tell you, I love you, baby, you know, or you mean the world to me. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like you wouldn't get that satisfaction from the toys, the emotional stimulation. You feel what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. Like, I just feel like personally it would be hard to solely focus just on work and that's it, you know, or not really having that intimacy or that connection in a relationship, some of the things that make a relationship whole, you know. And that goes not just for women, but men also. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I just feel like it would be a lonely, lonely life, you know, to not have that companion. You know what I mean? It's only so much you can talk about with your girlfriends, or it's only so much that, well, I don't know. If you have friends and stuff, I don't know. I guess it depends on where you're at in your life, because actually, I take that back. My mother is one, and I look at her life. She was married for several years, had failed relationships, and she's actually at peace now because she doesn't have to deal with all the drama of the relationship. So I guess I could see that. You know, if you've just been through it and you're just like, you know what, I don't want to deal with all of the drama with a relationship, the lies and, you know, the other women or whatever you went through. I could see it in that aspect where you have just been emotionally worn down and you're like, you know what, I just don't want to go through that. And when you're older, let's say in life, you know, children are grown or whatever, I don't know. It just, right now at the point that I'm in right now in my life, I don't feel that would be a life for me personally, like long term,
right.
You know, to just be by myself. But I don't know. Everyone's different. You know what I'm saying? I guess it just depends on, because my mom's happy. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's definitely something. But I do want to say thank you so much, Angel Eyes, for calling in, sharing your thoughts with us from a female's point of view, you know, and thank you. And all of the gentlemen that called in tonight, I want to say thank you so much for calling in tonight. And we did go a little over because of the game, goodness. I do see some more callers, but I can't take any more. I really can't. I got to end this show. We're already about an hour overtime that I did not want to spend. But thank you so much for all of you calling in tonight and joining us. Angel, I thank you for your thoughts. Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead. Yes.
I want to thank all my people that came over. I want to thank all my people that came over from Facebook, from the Lakers Celtics game, and supported the Brown Sugar radio show. Please come out and support this show, one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. Angel Eyes, support her show. You'll see her page on the Facebook pages as well. Support those two young ladies, two of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. I just wanted to get that in from my Facebook nation.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, all of the Facebook. I see the chat box is full. This isn't even everyone that's listening. I know that we do have several people listening via Facebook, and they're not logged in, so I want to shout out all the Facebook listeners that are actually tuned in, and then those that are in the chat. I have a comment from Sir Cherry. It says, sex is so free-spirited now. Everyone is humping around, making a serious monogamous relationship work. And then there's another one in here from Clean Class. It says, sex is not free. There is a cost emotionally, spiritually, for every action. We just have not started crying yet. So good thoughts. This show could go on and on and on, but I have to end it. And I just want to say, you know, this has been an excellent show, excellent thoughts, and just the support of each and every single one of the listeners tonight. Definitely come back and join us next Thursday night. Next Tuesday I have a show, and this show is going to be a very interesting show. This one is on Do You Believe? Alicia Keys is a homewrecker. Many of you have read the open letter from Swiss Beats' ex-wife, Mushonda, and many of you know that allegedly Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats were an item before he got divorced, and just a lot of controversies going on with that. And it'll be none other than PB, who will be my guest co-host for that show, and my homegirl, Miss Red, joining us next Tuesday. That show will air 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then on this Thursday, we have my homeboy, Sly Cut. He's a up-and-coming artist here in Las Vegas, doing his thing and making great things happen. And so he has some funky music. I mean, brother's just doing it, putting it down. And if you want to hear some good music, come through next Thursday night as Sly Clad sets it off on Brown Sugar Radio. And just more topics to come, spanking your kids in public. Michael Jackson, the 25th anniversary, that'll be on Friday. We're going to do a short but sweet tribute to MJ. Can you believe, Sam, that MJ's been gone a year next Friday, on the 25th?
No, you know, I posted something on Facebook about that last week, and it was an interesting debate, and you can take this show and do it as a topic also. It was an interesting debate. I posted something about Michael Jackson 1 year later. Can you believe it? Is it still surreal? And I also posted, do you think there should be another major celebration for Mike 1 year later? And that's all I really added on the post. People came in and started posting stuff. Yeah, that should be a bigger one-year anniversary. There should be a holiday for Michael Jackson, a birthday celebration. I mean, people took it to the extremes, and that's maybe, you know, poll topic show you could have. Do you think Michael Jackson should be revered as a birthday celebration or memorial holiday? So.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. I said, they're going to make it a holiday. You feel me? As big as he was, it was like the world stopped. When he passed, it was like a heartbeat that just paused.
But to answer your question, Brown, it's still surreal. It's still surreal, and I miss that cat, and I still play a lot of the old Cuts fans, because there was not a bigger Michael Jackson fan than I coming up as a kid. And I'll put that up against anybody. So it's still surreal.
I heard that.
We still miss him, man.
That's what's up.
Yep.
So definitely, y'all want to stay tuned for that. That show is going to air on Friday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right? So, you know, definitely make sure if y'all come through, wear your Michael Jackson T-shirts, have your gloves ready and all that, because we're going to get it popping here on Brown Sugar Radio. So I just wanted to go over some of the show announcements real quick. And so at this time, we're going to close down with your final thoughts of tonight's show, and then we're going to exit.
Okay. My final thoughts, man, is just when you're out there searching for your soulmate, you know, that significant other, be true to yourself. And that goes both ways again, men and women. Be true to yourself and what you're looking for in a mate. Because if you do, you're going to save time in the long run. You can't fake it. You can't be phony. As Chris Rock said in his famous stand-up bit, you can't send your representative. Because in time, you're going to be exposed. So just go ahead and be who you are. If you're a freak and you know that's the lifestyle you live in, search for that type of woman. If you're a strip club fiend, go ahead and grab you one of them strippers up out the strip club and do the damn thing with her. Don't take a nice woman and drag her down and try to make her be what you want her to be. It's not fair to her, and it's not going to work. You can't take a, you know, a hoe and turn her into a housewife, but at the same time, you can't take a housewife and turn her into a hoe. It works in reverse, too. So that's my final thoughts, man. Just be honest with yourself and make the right choices in picking who you want to be with and your significant other for the long term.
That's right. All righty. Well, that is right there. So all of you, thank you so much for coming through. And like I said, we'll be back next Tuesday. We're going to do a show on Alicia Keys, and then Thursday and Friday, it's a triple header next week. And so I just want to say, Jada Simone, thank you for joining us. You can certainly check out the archive segment because we're getting ready to end this show tonight. It has been an incredible show, and I definitely want to say the archive segment is going to be something to look forward to. So at this time, I'm going to leave you with a thought, and then we're going to exit out. It says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. All right. So thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You make it a great
night. We out.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and
the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sexual.